Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the IRIS Clothing Limited's Q1 FY24 earnings call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Sonia Keswani from Ernst & Young IR Practice. Thank you, and over to you, Ms. Sonia.
Thanks, Darwin, and good evening, everyone. On behalf of IRIS Clothing Limited, I welcome all of you to the company's Q1 FY24 earnings conference call. You would have already received the Q1 FY24 results and investor presentation, which is also available in our filings with the exchange. To discuss the company's business performance during the quarter and the outlook going forward, we have with us today Mr. Santosh Latta, the Managing Director, Mr. Harshvardhan Sharda, the Business Head, and Neeraj Agarwal, the Chief Financial Officer of IRIS Clothing. Before we proceed with the call, a disclaimer: please do note that anything said on this call during the course of the interaction and in our collaterals, which reflects the outlook towards the future or which should be construed as a certain forward-looking statement, must be viewed in conjunction with the risks the company faces and may not be updated from time to time. More details are provided at the end of the investor presentation and other filings that can be found on our website, www.irisclothing.in. Should you have any queries or need any further information at the end of this call, you can reach out to us at the email addresses mentioned in the company collaterals. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Harsh. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Sonia. Good evening, everyone. I am Harshvardhan Sharda, the Business Head of IRIS Clothing Limited. Thanks for taking the time out to participate in our Q1 FY24 earnings call. So I would like to initiate the call by sharing a few developments in the quarter that has gone by. I'm pleased to share that during Q1 FY24, we reported the highest margin in the last 2 years. More details on this will be shared by Neeraj, our company CFO, in his remarks. So designing has always been one of our core strengths, and to further enhance our product stack, we signed a licensing agreement with Disney, or the UTV Software Communications Private Limited, in November last year. This license basically allows us to launch apparels designed with characters such as Mickey, Marvel Avengers, Spider-Man, and all the characters under the Disney Universe, along with which will be co-branded with our brand, Doremi. We will be leveraging the tremendous popularity of these characters among kids and will sell this under our premium category going forward. We started this quarter with the launch of our Disney-designed summer apparels and have been focused on manufacturing and launching more apparels under the Disney x Doremi brand going forward. On the distributor network side, we have added 5 new distributors and expanded our presence in states like Maharashtra and Tamil Nadu. We are also planning to open a few exclusive brand outlets in prime locations across the country to showcase our comprehensive collection. Now, I would like to take the moment for the benefit of the larger audience. I would like to take a moment to talk about our company. IRIS Clothing Limited is a rapidly expanding company specializing in children's apparel. Our focus is on designing, manufacturing, branding, and selling garments. Our products are marketed under the well-received brand name Doremi, which we successfully launched within just 1 year of commencing operations in 2005. Initially, Doremi found its market through a distributor-retailer network headquartered in Mumbai. However, since then, it has gained substantial popularity through positive word-of-mouth publicity. Our brand has also garnered widespread recognition in retail stores due to its outstanding quality and stylish selection, as well as our consistent ability to introduce new products featuring diverse designs. Doremi caters to a broad range of clothing needs for infants, toddlers, junior boys, junior girls, ensuring that both the indoor and outdoor requirements of the children are met. Our diverse product lineup includes t-shirts, trousers, joggers, night suits, polyfill suits, rompers, and a comprehensive selection for our end customers. Our brand has good presence in 26 states across India, with Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, and NCR being our key markets. We have close to 150 distributors now who are selling our products, and this network is expanding as we speak. While most of our sale happens through this primary distribution network, we also have an online presence through e-commerce channels like FirstCry and our own direct-to-consumer platform, Doremi.in. We currently operate out of 4 key manufacturing sites based out of Hapla in West Bengal. The entire end-to-end process of garment manufacturing is completed in-house, include right from design development, cutting, printing, stitching, finishing, quality checks, and eventually packaging. Therefore, a manufacturing infrastructure that is strongly backward integrated enables us to have better control over quality and be cost efficient at the same time. Our installed capacity currently stands at 33,000 pieces per day, out of which at the moment we are manufacturing somewhere around 24,000 pieces per day. Now our strategy going ahead in the coming quarters will be all about launching our wide range of products in varied designs, expanding our presence by onboarding more distributors in India and abroad as well. Also, we want to unlock cross-selling opportunities and grow our brand recall. Now, I'll hand over the call to Neeraj Agarwal, our Chief Financial Officer, who will walk us through the Q1 FY24 financial numbers for all of you. Thank you, and over to you, Neeraj.
Thank you, Harsh. In QY FY24 Q1, our total revenue stood at rupees 24.2 crores, up by 3.8% year-on-year. EBITDA was at 63.5 crores, up by 49.4% year-on-year basis. And EBITDA margin was 26.3% against 18.2% in the same quarter last year. This came at the back of pickup in demand, contribution from new products category, and ease in raw material pricing. Our profit after tax stood at rupees 30.8 crores, up by 76.1% year-on-year basis, and PAT margin stood at 12.7% against 7.5% in Q1 FY23. With this, I think we can now open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mihir Desai from Pendulum Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, my first question was on SEMA license. So last quarter, I guess you had mentioned about attaining the license. Can you share the update on the same?
Pharma license. You are talking about the pharma license.
Pharma license.
Yeah. Good evening, Sadesai. Pharma license is given by Disney.
Hmm.
In that license, we can export to any of the countries in whole world. It's like that. कि अब कोई भी डिज्नी का माल अगर बनवाना चाहता है वर्ल्ड में कहीं से भी तो हमारी इस फैक्ट्री से बनवा सकता है.
ओके. तो सर, हैव यू रिसीव्ड दैट लाइसेंस?
या, वी हैव रिसीव्ड दैट लाइसेंस.
Okay. And any further contracts or which we have signed for other government companies?
Contracts are coming to us from Dubai, maybe from Saudi, but yet not we have signed anything. Because we are already doing our own production. In December, we will dispatch some garments under that formal license. And the contract will be signed maybe in August, not before that.
Understood, sir. So my next question is on EVOs. So as you had mentioned in the opening remarks also, that we are planning to open some EVOs. What would be a preferred location for the same?
At present, we are opening West Bengal. Maybe five EBOs will come in this year. But we are looking for Jaipur, Ahmedabad, Hyderabad also for our upcoming EBOs.
Okay. And sir, what would be a tentative timeline of our first store for the same?
First store will be opened within 2 months, upcoming.
Sure, sir. So, coming to the macros, as there is a buzz for the garments export and also specifically, for the infants, that if you can share some view on FTAs and the updates on FTAs and also throw some light on how the China Plus One will benefit us, it would help.
China deals in polyester materials and India deals in cotton materials. There is no competition between China to us. Because our material is also 100% cotton. We deal in 100% cotton. So it doesn't matter to us.
Okay. So, sir, are we looking for the exports of our garments?
Already we are exporting to Dubai, Saudi, Mozambique, Portugal, in our brand.
Okay.
Some garments are going to Abu Dhabi, Kuwait. Latest, we have exported to Nepal also.
Sure, sir. So just last question which I wanted to ask that, as you know, the major retailers, the big retailers in UK and USA are finding and are looking for an opportunity for getting garments manufactured in India specifically. So can you throw some light, like, are we looking to tie up with these major retailers in coming future or, if you can give some color on this?
Yes, we are looking for that also, but maybe for that we are not prepared at present. They are preparing us. We'll start in next year.
Okay. So are we planning for any CapEx, sir?
Not at present, but maybe next year.
Sure, sir. If I have any follow-ups, I'll get back in the queue.
Definitely. Thank you, Mr. Deshan.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Karan from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Mr. Karan.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. I wanted to understand that we launched the sportswear category recently, but I visited the website and the same was not available. So have we launched it only offline or are you planning it online as well?
At present, it's on offline only. But from December onward, you will have that stuff on online also.
How is the demand in the offline market for the sportswear segment?
It's very good.
Okay.
We have already done all the testings in sportswear. We are going for a big production for the coming December, and we will be launching around 8 to 10 more styles in that. some color varieties and all range of sizes. You will find that stuff in online also.
Right. And how is your traction online? So if you compare offline and online, so we sell it through First Try or own website. So how is the distribution? Like if we compare our sales, what would be the online portion and what would be the offline one?
Abhi online hamara 10% of the sales hai. Main First Try bhi aaya tha aur hamara website bhi aaya tha. Not more than that.
और अभी जो raw material price भी मतलब ऐसे गिर गए हैं तो अपने से demand का मतलब इस scenario कैसा है कि अभी जैसे industry wide थोड़ा slowdown तो है but मतलब ऐसे overall अभी picture देखो तो कब तक मतलब turnaround और ऐसा हो सकता है मतलब आपके expectations क्या है मतलब market
अभी जैसे raw material के prices काफी चले गए हैं उसकी वजह से प्रॉफिट्स पे प्रेशर नहीं है हालांकि सेल्स उतने बड़े नंबर्स नहीं आने की आशा है आने वाले क्वार्टर में भी
अच्छा
तो प्रॉफिट्स विल ग्रो बिकॉज
डिमांड
की वजह से हम लोग के प्राइजेस इतने स्लैश नहीं करते हैं एमआरपी प्राइजेस विल नॉट गो डाउन
अच्छा तो वो मतलब अपन इंक्रीज भी नहीं कर अभी तो ठीक है रॉ मटेरियल प्राइस गिर गए तो फिर यही सेम लेवल पे रहेंगे ना प्राइजेस भी अपनी इन्वेंट्री अपना मतलब कैसे मूव हो रहा है एक क्वार्टर में इंक्रीज ज्यादा हुआ कि मतलब कैसा सिनेरियो अभी
इन्वेंट्रीज तो थोड़ा बिल्डअप होगा अगले क्वार्टर में भी बिल्डअप होगा क्योंकि वी आर try to capture our summer's sale, जो कि हमारा जनवरी फरवरी मार्च में highest रहता है तो we are trying that last year का sales के भी we will go for maybe a hike of 50% more.
अच्छा और अपन ने बस जस्ट लास्ट क्वेश्चन अपन ने अभी अंडरगारमेंट अभी अपन लॉन्च करने वाले तो उसका मतलब प्रोडक्शन अपना चालू हो गया मतलब उसका भी इन्वेंट्री प्रेशर आता है कि मतलब अभी प्रोडक्शन चालू
प्रोडक्शन चालू हो गया है दैट विल बी ऑल्सो लॉन्च्ड विद इन मे बी वन और टू मंथ्स बट द प्रैक्टिकल प्रोडक्शन विल कम इन दिसंबर ओनली
अच्छा मतलब स्पोर्ट्स वेयर और अंडरगारमेंट दोनों का मतलब ऐसे लार्ज स्केल में लॉन्च तो दिसंबर में दिखने लगेंगे नंबर्स
लॉन्च हो गया उस पर ट्रायल चल रहा है सारा कुछ जैसे स्पोर्ट्स वेयर का भी ट्रायल खत्म हो गया अभी इस पर भी ट्रायल चल रहा था पूरा हम लोगों ने ऑलरेडी ऑफलाइन में माल चालू किया था थोड़ा परंतु उसके बाद में हम लोगों ने कुछ एक चेंजेस उसमें किए हैं एंड द प्रैक्टिकल प्रोडक्शन विल कम इन दिसंबर
ओके ग्रेट थैंक यू सो मच एंड ऑल द वेरी बेस्ट सर
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन टू आस्क अ क्वेश्चन यू मे प्लीज प्रेस स्टार एंड वन द नेक्स्ट क्वेश्चन इज फ्रॉम द लाइन ऑफ प्रियम पोदार फ्रॉम वैल्यू इक्विटी कैपिटल प्लीज गो अहेड
So thanks for the opportunity. So this is some related to the launch of Disney theme. First of all, congratulations on the Disney launch for Winterwear launch. And I just wanted to know what is the price differential that you are selling for the normal garment vis-a-vis co-branded Disney garment. And a follow-up to that was how much price varies for the summer wear and what is winter wear?
Summer wear and winter wear mein kafi price ka distance hai. It's around 20% 25% more in winter wear. And if we compare to that in December, maybe October, November, December fleece comes, it is around 50% more of the summer value. और जैसे अपने डिज्नी का बात करते हैं तो डिज्नी में इट विल अगेन ऐड 25% मोर ऑन द गारमेंट
ओके एंड सर नॉर्मल एंड को ब्रांडेड डिज्नी में क्या कितना डिफरेंस होता है
नॉर्मल और को ब्रांडेड में जैसे अभी डिज्नी के साथ ब्रांडेड है तो समर्स में अराउंड इट विल बी अ डिफरेंस ऑफ मे बी 15 to 20% ऑफ एमआरपी or winters may it will come to around 25%.
Okay. And so in our last con call, we were just seeing that, you know, there would be a demand going up. Okay. So this quarter we did a top line of 38 crores. Okay. And however, in the current quarter, we have close to, on a quarter on quarter basis, our top line has dipped by 36%. Okay. So any reasons why we weren't able to maintain our Q4 run rate?
Quarter on quarter, our growth is, it's a marginal growth, has not been dipped. From, you are comparing from 31st March?
Yes, the last quarter.
Last quarter se hamesha comparison rehta hi nahi hamara, kyunki last comparison will be our highest of our sales. Aap pichla 5 saal ka bhi uthayenge, to bhi hamara last quarter jo rehta hai, that will be on the higher side every year. Ke sath comparison rehta nahi hai.
Okay.
Summer ka peaks rehta hai, aur for Calcutta aur West Bengal, aap samajhiye summers ka peak hi main market hota hai.
Correct. Got it. And lastly, I just wanted to ask, we have closed this year, like this quarter, on the margins were close to 26%. Okay. So how sustainable are our margins? And would you like to, you know, revise our guidance?
Pardon? Sorry, you can't hear the last line.
Okay. I'll repeat my question. So our EBITDA margins, okay, our EBITDA margins for this quarter was close to 26%.
Yes.
Correct? However, we anticipated that it would be around close to 20%. Okay. So is the 26% EBITDA margin sustainable? And would you like to, you know, revise your margin guidance for the full FY24?
नहीं, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. अभी EBITDA margin बढ़ने का कारण है, raw material has been gone down. और अभी जितना भी apparel इस quarter में बिका, that has been freshly made from that fresh inventories. परंतु जो backlog का inventories थोड़ा बहुत touch कर रहा है हमको, उसकी वजह से this margin will stood around 20, maybe 21. It's like that only. Or, agar aisa hi raw material rehta hai up to maybe December, then the margin will slightly go up by 22%.
Okay. I'll come back in the queue.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask questions, you may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Priyam Odar from Value Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Okay. So thanks for the opportunity once again. So as mentioned by the earlier participant, you intend to incur some capex. Okay, so what would be the capex for, okay, that you are targeting to incur, and what potential do you see that that you'll be garnering the revenues? What is the target revenue for the next 2-3 years?
2 years ka revenue ka baat karenge, it will be around 200 crores. Aur capex ka jahan tak baat hai, abhi us pe kaam chal raha hai wapas, kyunki we are in on that process. अभी हम लोग एक नया process जो EBOs खोलने का हो रहा है, तो उसको भी लेके capex को decide करेंगे. तो maybe in next meeting we can give you some numbers.
Okay. And would you be funding this capex through internal accruals, or you would like to take a debt?
Can take a debt from bank also, as it is absolutely free. Because we don't have any term loan in our company. Or internal accrual se bhi kafi kuch hoga, parantu maybe sab bada amount rahega to us samay.
Okay. And one last question which I want to ask you. So you also sell your products online. Okay. So can we know what is the the contribution of online sales, D2C sales?
It's a contribution 1% ke kareeb hi hai. It's not more than 1%.
Okay. So you see that there's a huge headroom of growth once you guys pick up.
Yes, yes. It's a growing market, but we don't want to burn our money in that.
Okay.
Because EVOs give us more boost.
Okay. So currently, if I understand, you have been present online only to have your, to showcase that you are there, like branding purpose. The margin profiling would be better in EBO rather than online, correct? Is my understanding right?
Definitely.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gulshan Singh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon, sir. I'm audible.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congrats for the great EBITDA margin. And sir, my first question is regarding the cotton side. So you are using 100% cotton in your product, or are you using some blended yarn also?
We are using blended yarn also, but maybe 5% of our sales.
Okay, so
95% sir, majorly we are using cotton.
So, sir, what about the spinning process? Is it in-house or are you purchasing from the spinners?
We are purchasing fabric from the fabric suppliers. Then everything is in-house.
So, sir, two more questions. The first one is that recent, like, South mein काफी सारे spinning mill बंद हो गए right now. More than 1800 spinning mill are shut down. So, how it will impact you and whole textile sector? Any view, your view on this side?
ये हमारे को तो कोई इंपैक्ट नहीं करेगा स्पिनिंग मिल से बंद होने से तो हमारा कोई मतलब कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं होता उससे क्योंकि हम लोग तो यान परचेज करते हैं वो टायर मिल से परचेज करते हैं तो वहां पर मिल्स को आज भी कोई इशू नहीं है
ओके एंड सर इन मार्जिन फ्रंट लाइक राइट नाउ कॉटन प्राइसेस आर सस्टेनेबल इट इज अराउंड 55 to 60 बट इन फ्यूचर इफ इट इज एन अगेन इंक्रीज लाइक लास्ट ईयर जैसा हुआ था तो फिर मार्जिन क्या रहेगा मार्जिन गाइडेंस क्या रहेगा आपका
डेफिनेटली अगर रॉ मटेरियल ऊपर जाएगा तो मार्जिन पे तो प्रेशर पड़ेगा ही
यस सर तो कोई गाइडेंस सर इन फ्यूचर अगर हम कॉन्ट्रेरी व्यू में ले चले कंजर्वेटिव व्यू में सर मार्जिन हम क्या एक्सपेक्ट कर सकते हैं कंपनी से
मिनिमम 20% यू कैन एक्सपेक्ट
ओके इवन अगर रॉ मटेरियल प्राइस इंक्रीज होता है कॉटन का
तो डाउन बाय मतलब जो पिछले साल के प्राइसेस हैं अगर वो आ जाते हैं तो मे बी नाइन नॉट लेस देन नाइन 19 मार्जिन यू आर टेलिंग ना
यस सर ओके थैंक यू सर
थैंक यू The next question is from the line of Karan from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, Arun. Sir, वो अभी आपने EVO की जैसे बात करी तो आपने मतलब वो capex decide हो गया क्या मतलब वी जैसे आप मतलब past तौर को
करने वाले हैं But the line for you sounds very muffled. If you could please use the handset, it would help.
Yeah, just a minute. Hello.
Yes.
Is it clear?
It's a little better.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah, so sir, अभी आपने जैसे EBO की बात करी कि अपन size tool ओपन करने का मतलब plan कर रहे थे जैसा भी सर CapEx अपन ने अलग decide कर लिया कि कितना spend करने वाले हैं maybe this year और next year?
Yeah, अभी EBOs का इस साल का expense तो हम लोगों ने decide कर लिया
वो मतलब
एक लाख रुपया लगेगा आने वाले 5 स्टोर्स पे करीब 1.5 करोड़ का खर्चा है बाकी उसपे एक दो EBO खुल जाएंगे तो देन वी विल कम टू द परफेक्ट नंबर्स और फिर वाइडली हम लोग ये भी नंबर्स डिसाइड कर पाएंगे कि फ्यूचर में हम लोग कितने EBOs खोलेंगे
अच्छा, और ये मतलब कैसे कंपनी ऑन कंपनी ऑपरेटिव रहेंगे क्या स्टोर्स?
यस यस, अभी जो चालू हो रहा है दैट इज कंपनी ऑन कंपनी ऑपरेटेड।
अच्छा, और ये मतलब कैसे स्मॉल फॉर्मेट स्टोर रहेंगे कि मतलब एकदम ऑब्वियस
स्मॉल फॉर्मेट स्टोर्स मे बी 500 600 स्क्वायर फुट टू 1200 स्क्वायर फुट।
अच्छा, और ये आपने वो कैपेक्स का अमाउंट क्या बोला? सॉरी, थोड़ा सा अवगत नहीं आ रहा।
कैपेक्स का अमाउंट अभी इस साल के लिए ईवीओस के लिए 1.5 करोड़ का है।
ओके ओके, ग्रेट, थैंक यू सो मच।
थैंक यू,
यस,
गो अहेड सर। सो यू हैव अनदर क्वेश्चन, यू मे गो अहेड इफ यू हैव।
नो नो, आई हैव डन विद द क्वेश्चन, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू। Ladies and gentlemen, that was our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you.
I would like to thank you all for joining into the call today. I hope we were able to address your questions in the best way possible. In case any of you have any other queries post this call or anything remained unanswered, you may please connect to our IR team at Ernst & Young. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Iris Clothings Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.